You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Good morning, saints of God, and it is time to wake up. I pray for each of you that you're having a great week, and again, I wish all of you a blessed new year. And, you know, I was just telling Danny today, my wife bought me a new Bible, and I don't use it as much as I should. Matter of fact, I told Danny I had to dust it off. There has some dust on it. I've been using my old one that I've had for many years, and I remember years ago, I took it to Korea with me, and I was at a big church in Seoul, Korea, and I was at a Sunday school class, and every time I look at that Bible, I always remember the kids in the Sunday school class of this huge church I went to. And I mean, not building-wise, people-wise. I mean, there were people lined up, and I'm not exaggerating, for miles waiting to get in this church. And, you know, when I got there, I tried to communicate. I knew a little bit of Korean, not very much, enough to get around. But I asked the cab driver, you know, where's the end of the line? Take me back to where the end of the line. And he just opened the door for me to get out. And then I don't know who it was. But they came down and they saw an American, and they opened the church doors and let me in and took me upstairs. And I thought, boy, they're awful nice. I should wait in line, though. I need to go back and wait in line. But I sat there and thought, you know, here this church and all these people are waiting outside. And this was the dead of winter, Danny. This wasn't summertime there. It was the dead of winter. And I thought to myself, you know, I think they believe that Americans need church more than they do. So that's why they open the door and say, it's another American. He needs church. But anyway, I remember the Sunday school class that I got to be a part of there a little bit, sitting in with the kids, because I love kids. If you know me, you're going to know I love kids, orphan kids, and kids in particular. And they got a hold of my Bible, and they were taking pages out. I said, oh, no, don't do that. I was telling Danny here this morning, I said, you know, the Word tells us don't add nor take away from the Word. And they're taking away. I said, put my pages back. Give me those pages back. And so I'm missing some pages. And so my wife was very generous last year to give me a new Bible. And, you know, it's, you know, when you have something you're used to, like a good pair of shoes that wear out, you still want to keep wearing them. So that's like my Bible. You know, I don't want to let it go, but I know I need to and put it aside, because there was a lot of notes in there, highlights and things like that when I was in the mission field. So I still have it. It's right next to me, pages torn. I think a couple of weeks ago, I can't remember, I was at church and opened it up and pages were falling out. And I thought, oh, well, I need to use my new Bible. So I have my new Bible here today, and thank you, sweetheart, for getting it for me. I appreciate that a lot. I want to put on there's a scripture before I start this morning that reminds us all, even myself, that this is a day the Lord has made. He said, let us rejoice and be glad. Didn't say, let us complain. He said, let us rejoice and be glad. Are you rejoicing no matter what we're going through? You know, I know the days are tough. The days are getting darker. People are getting, you know, I don't know. They're just getting... they're different today. I can't explain it, you know, and even driving, I think I lose my salvation sometimes, even driving today. It's challenging. The world's not the same. And just remember, the scriptures tell us that this is a day the Lord's made. Let us rejoice and be glad. So if someone's, you know, running off the road, just let them and pray for them. You know, if someone's said something bad to you, you know, just pray for that person, you know. And I'm learning that myself, you know, because I have a lot of bad days recently, and you just have to, as the scriptures tell us, you know, that we're to cast our cares upon Him, because He careth for you. He does. He cares for each and every one of you. So no matter what you're going through, if it's physical, whatever it is that you need, you can take it to the cross. And you just need to lay it there. You know, if you're bitter at someone, you're mad or you're upset with someone, you know, you just need to just take that to the cross and lay it at His feet. Because you remember, the battle's not yours. The battle's His. So, you know, let's not be fighting these battles today and arguing one among another, or have a spirit of being critical. That's one thing I don't like, is a critical spirit. I have to guard myself against that, because in Hebrews 3:13, it tells us that we are to encourage one another daily. What a day is still called a day. And that's so important, because we all need it. I don't know about you, but sometimes I need someone to say, you know, Tom, it's okay. You know, you're going to, it's okay, Tom. And we all need it. And it's a daily thing. It's not a monthly, yearly, bi-yearly, whatever. It's daily that we are to encourage one another daily while today is still called today. That's really important. And I think when we get in the habit of that this year, seeing a brother, helping a brother, helping a sister, helping your pastor, missionaries come to town. You know, that's one of the things I love is when missionaries come to our church. And, you know, my wife will tell you, I love to go to hear them because I've been a missionary myself. And I know what they're going through. We had a missionary at our church. He was from, I believe, India. His father had passed away, so he was the pastor then, became the pastor of the church. And when he was sharing, I saw the tears streaming down his face. I remember those days. I didn't have it as hard as he did, or does, rather, because he has a pretty tough time over there. And so our church supported him and supports him, rather. And it was an honor to get to meet him. I believe I got to meet him one or two times. I can't remember. He was at the church on Sunday, and I got to meet him as well. But what when you have missionaries come to town, you know, go hear them, because their stories are from the heart. You know, the word reminds us all: don't be just a hearer of the word, but be a doer. I know a lot of us can't go to the mission field. We're not called to go to the mission field. A lot of us aren't called to be, you know, stockbrokers. A lot of us aren't called to be teachers, pastors. But whatever it is that you're called, I pray that you would ask the Lord to help you waken those gifts up. You know, it's like a tree that, you know, loses its leaves. And sometimes I look at my own life and examine my own life to see if any leaves are falling off. Am I going dormant, Lord? Am I doing what you're calling me to do? And there are times that I feel like, you know, Lord, where am I headed? Where are we going? You know, the main thing is just to stay focused. Keep your eyes on him. You know, don't look at long term. Look, you know, every day, you know, don't worry about tomorrow. For today has enough cares of its own. And I know I feel like I'm sharing with someone that's worrying about tomorrow. I feel the Holy Spirit's telling me that there's a couple people listening, and you're always worrying about tomorrow. You know, you're always worrying about, oh, gosh, what's this? What's this going to happen? This going to happen? The guy with the doctor's. And when you do that, not that that's not important, but when you do that and you start worrying, then you rob the opportunities and the blessings that come your way today. You can miss those divine opportunities because the scriptures tell us, don't worry about tomorrow. Today has enough cares of its own. So let's stay focused for today. You know, it's one step at a time. The Bible said the steps of a righteous are ordered by him. So let's just concentrate today. You know, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let's be faithful for today. And the people that God brings our way, let us be sensitive to them. If they need a word of encouragement, whatever they need, I pray that you would rise to the occasion and be his hands, his feet, his eyes, his mouth to encourage those people. As far as the church, I pray that, you know, you're in a good church. You're reading the word, you're praying. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed. Pray without ceasing, the Bible tells us. So, you know, and it's important as we start this new year to stay focused. You know, all of us can just sit down and, you know, what about my retirement? What about this? And what about this? And, you know, I just ask the Lord, let me be faithful for today. Just let me be faithful for today. You know, we were at a restaurant with some friends, and I don't mean to get sidetracked here. He was a friend of mine from Louisville, Kentucky, Gary and his lovely wife, Kathy. And they came down just for some R&R for a week, and my wife and I got to spend a couple times. We took them to church, and then from church we went on up to the land. And there's a place up there I really like. It's used to be called the Holiday House. I'm not sure what it's called now, but they serve homemade food, you know, home-cooked, you know, turkeys, ham, lamb. It's really a nice place to go. It's not that expensive. And, you know, it was just such a nice time with them. And there was a lady that I recognized. And the Holy Spirit kept putting something on my heart to share with her. And I know I've seen her before. And so I said, Lord, I don't want to go up to their table, you know, and interrupt all the ladies there. I just make an opportunity, make a way if you want me to encourage her. And then she came by us and went to look at the desserts. And so when she came back, I, I asked my wife and my friends if I could be excused, and I went over to her to encourage her. And, you know, I tell you, these are days that we need to be encouraging one another, because we really all need it. We need it, and because, like I shared with y'all, the days are getting darker, but the light of Christ in us should be getting brighter. And so we don't need to worry about the skies falling. Is Jesus coming? Just tarry till he comes. Stay busy till he comes. And do the things he's telling you to do today. You know, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about next year. You know, I'm not saying be carefree and all that. You know, be concerned. But focus for today, what the Lord would have you do today, who he would have you call. Matter of fact, who he would have you hug and just share with and encourage him. And that's really, really why I'm here, to stir you up, to encourage you, to wake you up as well, and to wake Tom. Tom's got to waken up too. You know, wake us up, Lord, that we can hear the essence of your heart, which beats people, people, people. That's what's important, is his people. You know, not all this stuff that gets us all sidetracked. And and I'm not against things. Don't get me wrong. Jesus wants you to have nice things, but don't get caught up with them. You know, stay focused on Jesus and what he's calling you to do. And I tell you what, you know, peace, he said, I give unto you. Not as the world could ever give, but I give unto thee. So let us all stay focused. And I want to put on a couple praise songs this morning, and just be still. I just feel like the Lord's telling me just to be still and play a couple songs before I come back. I'm going to minister this morning about two people in the Bible. I believe you're all familiar with them. And the book of Acts, you can get your Bible. And it's in the New Testament, and it'll be chapter 5. I'm going to be ministering on two people. It's a couple, Ananias and Sapphira, when I come back. You'll enjoy the story, and it sure has ministered to me when I was studying it, because I studied took New Testament survey years ago at Wayland Baptist University in Hawaii, and I had to do, I believe, when I read it, I thought, Lord, I had to do a story about them. So it all came back to me, and I think you'll be encouraged by it. But before I share with you all, I'd like to play a couple songs. One will wake you up. The other one, I hope you enjoy them. And, you know, when I study the Word of God, you know, I'm real particular, you know, about what the Lord would have me share today to encourage you all. And I'm also picky about my songs. Lord, what songs should I share with the listeners? That would cheer them up, would stir them up, would encourage them. So these are a couple I picked out today. One is I Believe. The next one would be Days of Elijah. And then I'll end with Homesick for Heaven. So enjoy the two songs before I come, and I'll be right back.
Salvation, one doorway that leads to life, one redemption, one confession. I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey! I believe in the crucifixion, by his blood I have been set free.
Amen.
I believe in the resurrection. Hallelujah, his life is destiny. All praise to God the Father. All praise to Christ the Son. All praise to the Holy Spirit. Our God has overcome. The King who was and is and evermore.
Behold, he comes,
riding on the cloud, shining like the sun.
Come on.
That song definitely woke me up. I hope it did you as well. And these are definitely the days of Elijah. And I hope you were stirred by those two songs. And I'll get into my message. It's about two people, Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias' name stood for grace. Sapphira stood for beauty. And both they were members of the first church, and they were quite wealthy, both of them. But what they did will surprise you. In the early church, Ananias and Sapphira lied regarding a donation in order to make themselves look more generous than they really were. So let's go look at the chapter in Acts, chapter 5, and it'll be verses 1, and we're going to go to verse 1 through 11. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the proceeds. His wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, now Peter came to Ananias. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? After it was sowed, was it not your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all who heard these things. And a young men arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, tell me whether you sold the land for such and such. She said, yes, for so much. Then Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look at the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in, found her dead, carrying her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church, upon all who heard these things. So we look back at this chapter. Ananias and Sapphira, they were quite wealthy. They conceived a deed in their heart. They promised to, because back then they brought the money to the apostles, and in this case it would have been Peter, and they conceived a deed in their heart. They said, well, you know, we sold the land, and let's just tell the people we only got this much for it. and we'll keep the greatest portion to ourselves. And they lied. And when Peter asked him, oh, is this what you got for the land? That's all we could get. And they withheld the greatest portion. And so if I look at this story right, you know, Satan can fill or control believers. Satan cannot fill or control believers. He can do much damage in our hearts that are open to temptation. So we have to be careful here. When he failed to destroy the early church, he tried to infiltrate and hinder it by prompting people to live in insecure and hypocritical ways. Satan still uses these tactics today. So he can fill our heart and say, you know, don't do that, as he did Ananias and Sapphira. Their name stood for grace and beauty, but what they did was not right. They lied to the Holy Spirit. They promised God a certain portion when they sold that land, but they held the greatest portion, promising the greatest portion would go to Peter, because that went to help meet the needs of the poor. So they withheld the greatest portion, lying to Peter that they only got such and such for the land. How sad. How sad is this, that you would promise the Lord a great portion of something and then withhold it? And being questioned again by Peter, they said, no, that's all we could get. That's, you know, and they lied to the Holy Spirit. And the Lord was pretty serious back in those days, and I believe he still is. And that's why the ending verse 11 says, so great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard of these things. Great fear came upon all the church. I sometimes wonder, you know, if the church and the people, the folks in the church, weren't contemplating doing the same thing, you know, selling things and withholding the greatest portion, and maybe not. I believe they were. I believe there are some people in the church that were contemplating doing the same thing Ananias and Sapphira did, withholding the greatest portion. And so when we look at this, the death of Ananias and Sapphira serves as a reminder of what the penalty of sin is: death. It is only grace that prevents us from paying the same price each and every time we sin. God's standard has not changed. So is there something that you've promised God and you've not fulfilled it? You know, I look at my life and, you know, we get challenged, you know. But Ananias and Sapphira pledged the greatest portion to meet the needs of those that didn't have enough. And they failed their word. They failed the commitment, which cost them their very lives. And the men who brought them in, I was trying to study that because I couldn't remember. And, you know, when I researched it years ago, who those men that came in were. I thought they were angels, but they weren't. They were young men in the church that came in and took Ananias was the first. And then they came in later on, as the scriptures tell us, 3 hours later, and took his wife without her even knowing what had happened. The men came back and carrying her life away. You know, we serve a big God. And if we make a commitment, you know, please fulfill it. Please fulfill that commitment. You know, God's full of grace and mercy, but he doesn't like sin. And because remember, the penalty of sin is death. And so I'm not saying that these days God works the same way. I truly don't want to find out. I don't want to promise God something and withhold it. Of course, that back then that was the beginning of the first church, I believe. And God's serious. So if we make a commitment, you know, don't fail it. You know, if you made a pledge to do something for Jesus, you know, please fulfill it. You know, if you promised it, you would, you know, I got a call years ago to go to Hawaii. And I really didn't want to give my military career up, but my career ended, and I went over to help in the mission field. So whatever that commitment or promise you've made, please fulfill it. You know, God's a big God, and he's a loving God. But, you know, he can't work down here without us, you know, because you are his eyes, his hands, his feet, and his mouth. I often wondered why it says, then great fear came upon all who heard, you know. Because they knew that God was serious. And I believe probably there were some in there that probably were contemplating possibly doing the same thing Ananias and Sapphira were doing. Again, his name was Ananias, which means grace, and his wife's name, Sapphira, meant beauty, but their acts were not good what they did. And they were quite financially well off. And they should have promised what they promised to give, and they withheld it. Are you withholding something today in your life? Have you promised someone that you'll do something? Have you promised the Lord? You know, have you given your life to Jesus? You know, and God's a good God. God's a great God. God's an awesome God. And, you know, if we call on him, you know, if I believe in John, it says that he that has the Son has life. He that does not have the Son does not have life. And today, if you don't know Christ, or if you've even walked away from Christ, you know, today's the day you're to come to know him or to rededicate your life back to Christ. And if you know him, have you promised something to God and withheld it? You know, think of that. Have you withheld the greatest portion that you promised, whether it be a pastor, whether it be whatever? I'm not here to manipulate you all in any way, shape, or form. You know, I try to stay focused and keep my eyes on Jesus. But I sure don't want to do what Ananias and Sapphira did. And I have to examine my own life. Lord, is there something I promised you that I've withheld? Is there something I told you that I would do that I haven't done? And we need to examine our life, you know, because if you don't know Christ today, today is the day of salvation. You know, you just, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but all have everlasting life." You can say that prayer today if you don't know him. Say, "Lord, you know, I'm a sinner, and I repent of my sins. I want to come to know you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, I open my heart up. Come into my heart and take over. And old things are passed away, as your word says, and I become a new creature." Lord, I pray for those that are listening that don't know you, that they would come to know you as Lord and Savior. Because today is a day of salvation. And I thank you, Father God, for touching him, using him, Father God. Let him grow in you mightily, Father God. And I pray for those that you may possibly, maybe you need to rededicate your life. Maybe you've fallen away from Jesus, you know, and maybe you need to come back. Did you promise the Lord that you would serve him and you walked away and you've not kept your commitment? Today is the day of salvation. Today, come back. Rededicate your life back to Christ. Same thing. Just say, "Lord, look, I've walked away from you and I'm sorry. You know, life's been difficult. It's been painful. And Father, I rededicate my life to you today. Father, come into my life. I repent of my sins, Father God, and I want to come to know you again as my Lord and Savior, that you shall direct my steps, Father God. As your word says, the steps of a righteous are ordered by you." Father God, I pray this day that I'll fall deeper in love with you. Your word reminds us all, remember your first love with him. So, Father, I pray that we all remember our first love with you. And Father, for those that are listening that know you, I pray you would set us all on fire for you, all of us. You know, as Paul said, that we must decrease, Father God, that you can increase in our life. Don't let us be like Ananias and Sapphira, promising stuff and not fulfilling it and withholding the greatest portion that is due to you for your work, Father. But let us stay focused. Let us stay focused on you, as your word says. Perfect peace is his whose mind is stayed on you. And I pray, Father God, that we would just stay focused. And always keep our eyes on you. And I pray that this in Jesus' name. Father, for those that need encouraging, Father God, I pray that you would encourage them. Use the church, use the pastors, use missionaries to encourage them, Father God. Let us all stay focused on you. Let us not get sidetracked and, you know, lose our way. If we make commitments, Father God, let us examine our own life. And if we've made commitments, Father God, I pray we would fulfill those commitments. Father God, I pray we would just fall deeper in love with you like never before. And Father, as Paul said, that we must decrease, that you, Father God, every day can increase in our life. And I'm not full of Tom. He's full of myself. Because if I am, I'll just get flesh results. I want to start seeing God results. And I want to just draw nearer to you, Father God. And I pray that the listeners that are listening and that would draw nearer to you, Father God, that we wouldn't be full of the world, full of ourselves, full of our flesh, but we would be full knowing you. As your scriptures tell us that if we draw near to you, you would draw near to us. So I pray, Father God, that we would all fall deeper in love with you like never before, to hear the essence of your heartbeat, which beats people. That's what it's about falling deeper in love with you, knowing you as our Lord and Savior. And I pray that you that are listening, that if you need a word of encouragement, I pray that you can write me. If you want, if you're led, my name is Tom Jones, and my P.O. Box is P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida, 32941. If you have a praise report and like to share it with me, I'll give you an opportunity to call in sometime. You get a hold of me, write me at Tom Jones Ministry, P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida, 32941. I know there's some people listening, and you feel like the whole weight of the world's on your shoulder. You know, you do. And there's times I do, too. I'm being upfront and honest with you. I come home, and I feel, you know, I had one day one lady called me probably 32 times. I'm not kidding you. I'm not exaggerating. You know, sometimes you just hear from this one. You hear from this one. And, Lord, just to have us to remember that the battle's not ours. The battle belongs to you. And whatever we promised you, Father God, that we would fulfill it, Father God, and whatever we promised to your work, that we would fulfill it wholeheartedly. If you'd like to call in, I'll take probably one caller. My show's just about over. I hope you enjoyed the story about Ananias and Sapphira. You can read it yourself. Go to the book of Acts, chapter 5, lying to the Holy Spirit. And it's verse 1 through 11. You'll find the story of Ananias and Sapphira, which really ministers to me. Because as I studied this, I just thought, Lord, what have I promised you that I haven't fulfilled? And let me fulfill it. And so with you, if you promise the Lord something, please fulfill it. And I tell you what, there's nothing more than doing what you told the Lord you'll do. Because perfect peace is his, again, whose mind is stayed on Jesus. Not your circumstances, not your problems, but on him. If you'd like to call in, you need prayer, you have a word of a testimony, feel free to call in. The number here is 321-632-1000. Again, the number here is 321-632-1000. Yeah, if you want to call in, I've just got a few minutes left. Love to hear from you. If you need prayer, don't be shy. You know, don't be shy. I used to be shy years ago. You couldn't get a word out of me. Now my wife can't get me to be quiet. And so I know the days are tough. And, you know, like Moses when he was in battle, I tell you what, he got battle fatigued. And when he did, his arms came down. He was losing that battle until Aaron and Hur came, started putting his arms back up. And some of you need some people around you and praying for you, encouraging you to put your arms back up. Because when Moses had his arms back up, he was winning the battle, you know. And we all need prayer. We all need encouraging. So if you need a word of encouragement, I can encourage you in any way and pray for you, call in. You have a word of testimony, feel free to call in. And this is what my program is all about. It's not about Tom. It's not about, it's about people. That's what Jesus went to the cross for, is people. You know, people. He died that you and I might have life and have it abundantly. Please call in. Love to hear from you. Don't be shy now. Come on now. The number here is 632-1000. If you're driving, come on, call in, pull over and share a minute. If you have a testimony, you know, call in and tell me what the Lord's done for you. Because that your word, your testimony encourages other people. It really does. You don't know how, but your words can encourage someone else that may be going through the same thing that you're going through. So again, call in 632-1000, and I'd love to hear from you. And my program's called Wake Up, that we wake up. Really, that we wake up to hear his heart, to draw closer to him, and really get to know him as your Lord and Savior. And I tell you what, he'll direct your steps. He'll tell you what to do. He'll whisper in your ear, and even when you're sleeping, you know, open the Word of God, and he'll reveal things to you. You know, don't keep the Word in the head. You know, take it and have the Lord put the word from the head to the heart and get it in that heart. So if you're ever tempted, you can quote the scriptures. You can quote scriptures. Don't be like Ananias and Sapphira. Their heart was filled with a little bit of greed. They had greed because they withheld the greatest portion. You know, Lord, help us. Whatever is wrong with our heart, Lord, help us. You know, and touch us like no one else can, but you can touch us, Lord, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. That by your stripes, Father, as your word says, we're healed. Some people need to be healed emotionally, physically, Father God. Some people need a touch from you, and maybe a financial touch too as well. But you know what? Jesus is there, and he never sleeps nor slumbers. He's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call upon him. You know what? When you call on him, his, the scriptures tell us, he'll show you great mighty things that you know us not of. I tell you what, whatever you need, you can take it to Jesus. You know, you can tell other people about it, and be careful who you share things with, because there's some people that'll just, they could be critical. So make sure who you're sharing it with won't go any further with it, you know, and you can go to the Lord with it especially. And you can go to your pastor, someone that you trust, and they can encourage you. And that's what it's about, encouraging one another daily. Like Hebrews 3:13 says, and I reiterate this again, we're to encourage one another daily. What a day is still called today. That's really important. That is really, really important that we do, because I tell you, the days are growing darker and darker and darker. You talk to people today and it's like, what? What did they just say? You know, get out on the road and they want to run you over. You know, it's like, oh, okay. I go in a store and try to buy a little bow for Christmas and put it on my lamppost, and a lady shoves her cart into me. I said, oh, man, that hurt. And she said, get out of my way. I said, okay, if you let me take that cart out. I back it away. Then I went down another aisle, and the lady said, get out of my way. Get on. I'm in a hurry. I said, okay, okay. And then I asked the lady that worked at this store, and I'm not a shopper by no means. I just went in there for one little bow to put on my lamppost. And I asked the lady that worked there, I said, where are your bows? She said, I don't know. If we have them, we have them. If we don't, they're down there somewhere. Good luck. I'm leaving. I tell you what, you know, saints of God, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Not the joy of what we ever have or our car that we drive or where we live, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nothing will ever fulfill that but him. Jesus is big. He's a big God. You know, is there anything too difficult for him? Nope, there's not. Call upon me, he said, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know us not of. Are you calling on him? I sure hope so, because I know I am. I know him. I am. And I pray that each of you, whatever that is that you've made a commitment to in your life, whether it's going to the mission field, whether it's being on the radio, whether it's wanting to be an attorney, a doctor, a teacher, whatever that may be, that you would fulfill whatever God has called you to fulfill. And you can do it. You can do it. Because the Word tells us, I can do all things. Paul said that, through Christ who strengthens me. You know, he can give you that strength. When I went to the mission field to work with a doctor, did I have a ability to do what was required of me? This might sound crazy to all of you, but I didn't. I didn't know what I was going to be doing. I didn't have the ability. But one thing I had was what the disciples had. They had the availability. They were willing. Like the disciples, when Jesus said, drop your net, boys, come follow me. You know, they did. Those guys just dropped their nets, and they followed Jesus. They had availability, that heart that was willing. Do you have that heart that's willing? Whatever he tells you to do, you know what? Just do it. I'm going to play a song because my time's just about up, and I hope you enjoyed this morning. I do the best I can coming here. You know, I'm trying to just ask the Lord to just make each program unique, special, and with a heart that I could touch people, that he can touch people, not me, that Jesus can touch them. And I tell you what. You start your day off in prayer. You start your day off bowing your head and saying, Lord, help me through this day. I need your help. And you start getting in the Word, I tell you what, wow, things won't be the same. If they won't be the same, I pray he shakes you up, stirs you up, fires you up, that you'll never be the same. Well, the next song I'm playing is by Phil Wickham. I really love his music, and this is Homesick for Heaven. I tell you what, there's some days that I work and wake up and go through the day, and I thought, Lord, would you just come? Would you just come to take us home? But you know what? His word says, tarry till he comes. So I'm playing the song Homesick from Heaven by Phil Wickham. Hope you enjoy it.
My heart belongs to a country and a king, of a land I've always known, but I
call it paradise or the land of the living. Well, I call it home, and I'm homesick for heaven.
Well, my program's just about over. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do the best I can when I come here, and I have a willing heart, and that's what I want you to have, is a willing heart to draw closer to Him. Whatever He tells you to do, you can do it. Don't worry. Don't listen to the naysayers, say you can't do it. Listen to Jesus. I have a scripture for someone out there. You're listening, and you just feel like the whole world's on your shoulders. And I tell you, I leave you with this scripture. It's found in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you, and I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's the God we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's there with you. Do not fear, for I am your God. Well, saints of God, to next week, this is Tom, and I pray the very best is yet to come for you as you draw near and nearer to Jesus. God bless you until next week.
You've been listening to Wake Up, The radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.